It's time for the 2020 Bartlesville High Football Coaches Show on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Every Wednesday evening, head coach Jason Sport comes on to talk about the Bruins' Friday night contest with a senior football player. Thanks to OK Federal Credit Union, it's time for the Jason Sport Show on K1. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Free to download Bartlesville Radio app, and you can watch this program live for free on K1TV.com. Glad you're with us. 84 degrees at 6:06. Jason Sports Show, thanks to OK Federal Credit Union. Coach Sport on hand. And Coach, I talked about this a little bit last week, but starting to feel a little bit like fall. I know that Max Munoz, who's going to be our player profile tonight, he had mentioned that he was warm at practice today, but in the evenings, once the sun goes down, we kick off in Collinsville on Friday, and especially this past Friday at Sepulpa, we've had some cooler weather, and really looking forward to Friday night lights when it's really dark outside, when the kickoff gets there, and we've kind of zoomed past those first two or three weeks, 0 week, into week number three now across the state, and it's really starting to feel like football. I think that a lot of those anxieties have kind of melted away, too, about wondering how the thing's going to go. Obviously, we've seen some cancellations statewide, but it's starting to feel more normal, I guess, is what I'm trying
to say. Yeah, every day we get to, you know, practice and go through that stuff, and the weather starts to change. It feels more and more like football. We're super excited about that. I'll tell you this, we got our Bruin Buddies program with our high school guys going out to the youth programs. And last night I went out to Madison and watched first grade through fifth grade practice. And I just walked around and thought, man, these people must be really living right, because it was the most incredible weather for a youth practice that you could, you know, find. It was perfect.
So. Yeah, no question. It's really been nice, and we're soaking it up. Looking forward to Collinsville on Friday night. Before we delve into Sepulpa, and of course we'll talk a little bit about the Cardinals, we'll also have our player profile with Bartlesville senior Max Munoz. I do want to mention for fans, because things are different everywhere we go as far as tickets. In fact, it's been different at Custer Stadium this year than usual. We had a little story that we reported on today. We have it on our website as well. Kind of treat it like a usual football game in Collinsville, with the exception of you have to wear your mask. Other than that, they're not pre-selling tickets. I don't even think you have the opportunity to buy some if you'd like to do so. Just go on down there before the contest begins. I think 5:30 is when the ticket office opens. You can buy your ticket, go on in. They don't have any capacity limits, obviously. We played there a couple of years ago, so some parents and fans might be a little bit familiar with it, but it's just down the road. They've got a 5A stadium, a smaller visitor section, and certainly you can get there at 5:30, 6 o'clock, buy your tickets. You should have no problem watching the Bruins play in front.
Yeah, no restrictions down there. We're excited to go down and play a quality opponent down there, and with the no restrictions, we're hoping to have quite a crowd, especially since it's, 25 minutes or so away from Bartlesville, and should be a great game. And they do a good job down there, quality program. I think they're ranked like fourth right now in 5A, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yep, should be a good ball game. Bartlesville at Collinsville Friday night. As I mentioned, no pre-selling tickets. Just show up at 5:30. And you can get your tickets at the door there. And, of course, if you can't make it out, we'll have the broadcast for you here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. BartlesvilleRadio.com. You can watch the Bruins as well, K1TV.com. Bartlesville 1-1, lost at Sepulpa this past Friday, 48-21. And, boy, you guys started off really strong, really long drive. It was a 6-7-8-minute drive that took you all the way down the field. It was 80 yards or so, got within the Chieftain 5-yard line, ended up getting a field goal blocked at the end of that first drive. You guys actually played some pretty good defense on the ensuing drive, but some penalties kept that Chieftain drive alive. They ended up punching it in the end zone, and then everything after that was a little bit of a blur, but certainly some positives, I would think, to draw from in that ball game, but ultimately a 48-21 loss.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting night. I got to tell you, some of the detail things that we strive to do a good job with, we struggled. And, I've got to look back at, the way I got our guys prepared for that night. And, that first drive, we made a few mistakes even within that first drive, and felt like we had a good game plan. I felt like things were supposed to, work in the right way. And just got out of position a few times and kind of got away from us. And it's that's something you can't do with a quality team like Sapulpa and the athletic kids that they have. And those kids played hard. And, you know, even at halftime, 21-7, that's a ball game that is, you know, two possessions there. And one of the things we talk about a lot is the opening drive of the third is something we want to control. We want to be good there. And, you know, the week before, we had a defensive stand, got a pick. Offense got the ball, went down and scored the week before. And then this week didn't go so well in the third. And I feel like our kids are going to respond really well this week after seeing that, though. I think it's going to be a different look for us.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport each and every Wednesday evening right here on K1 and K1TV.com from 6 until 7 o'clock. You guys actually did a lot of good things, especially offensively, in that first half. When you looked at the yardage totals at halftime, I didn't write them down, but it was very comparable. I mean, yin and yang. Maybe Sapulpa outgained you all by 20 or 30 yards. But for the most part, you guys had held on to the ball just as long as the Chieftains had. You had drives that ended up in their side of the territory. In fact, I think you guys only punted one time the entire evening. Mm-hmm. So you look at those things and clearly kind of shows you that you were able to do some of the stuff you wanted to do on offense. The problem on the offensive side of the ball, and we can move the defense, was keeping those drives alive once you got inside the 40, 30-yard line of the Chieftains and then punching it in the end zone once you got in the red zone as well.
Yeah, and you know, Evan, it comes back to details. Little bitty things that we've got to clean up, and I've got to do a better job in making sure our guys are focused on the smallest of things, whether that be not jumping off sides or just making sure your hand placement is correct. Those things add up along the way, and you can't have too many of those little things go wrong against a team that, you know, does such a good job. And there were some bright spots, you know. Offensively, we still run for almost 300 yards. And Dylan McCoy, kid that got 17 carries the other night, 142 yards for us. And then Caden Davis, 5 carries, 93 yards. I mean, I'm looking at some of the things that did go right for our offense. And game plan-wise, I feel like it was a great game plan. You know, our defensive game plan was to try to make sure that number one was not the person that beat us. And I would venture to say that we beat ourselves in a lot of those situations, which gave him more opportunities to touch the ball. And it's never a good thing when you're letting that guy touch the ball. So,
and I know one of the things that I was really impressed with him and talking about Tazon Taft for Sapulpa as we speak with Jason Sport following Bartlesville's loss to the Chieftains this past Friday. I don't know. I didn't review a lot of the film, and I've only seen him 3 times now, but he was really deliberate with what he was doing. He would really let a play develop, and it almost seemed like regardless of what was going on up front, he would somehow find his way past the initial couple guys. And boy, once he's into the secondary, just the same as with Dylan McCoy or Caleb Perry or Caden Davis or whoever for you all, once you have him in open field, it's a whole different kind of a thing than it is trying to bottle him up near the line of scrimmage.
It definitely makes it tougher. You know, the plan was try to contain that guy. And, you know, the week before against Tulsa Edison, we counted 31 missed tackles from the Edison defense on just that kid alone. And, he's a quality back, and that's why he's going to go play college football. And Evan, it's been 3 years, and I'm really glad we don't have to see him next year. That's the honest truth. I mean, we don't have to see that guy again, and I'm thankful for that.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport, you mentioned Dylan McCoy's output, 17 carries, 142 yards. On the season now, Dylan, 27 carries, 219 yards. That's about 8 yards a clip for someone who – on your depth chart, I would assume, is the backup running back, and that's pretty darn good. Obviously, we got to see what he could do a little bit in some of those scrimmages you guys had before the season started. He was your main ball carrier in the second half against Claremore. Didn't have Caleb Perry this past week, and Dylan continues to show that, you know, you don't have to be 175 pounds to handle a 6A workload at the tailback spot.
Yeah, he's done a great job. You know, he was the plan was for him to be our changeup. And we're really blessed to have him in the lineup. I mean, he does so many things, not just kick and punt, but running back. He plays defense as well. If we need to, you know, put him in there, he'll do that. And I just, you know, dynamite comes in small packages. And he's a kid that goes really hard and has great effort. And the hard work that he's put in through the off season and some of the things he's done is paying off for him. I mean, you look at, you know, two games in, I'd say he's not our backup running back. I mean, he's our guy. You know, he's doing a great job of it.
Talking with Jason Sport, Bartlesville head football coach, here on his weekly radio program. As we mentioned, 27 carries, 219 yards for McCoy. You had thrown out Caden Davis's numbers too. 5 carries, 92 yards. He got in and touched the ball a few times. And you had Paxton run the ball pretty effectively as well. As you mentioned, about 300 yards rushing. Second game in a row, and obviously you gave them props a week ago, but the offensive line has got to get a tip of the cap through two games for allowing you guys to rush the ball effectively as you have.
No doubt. I mean, I think what Coach Munoz does and with our game plan and our kids, and then, you know, relating that to Coach Hurd and what those offensive line guys have done, those guys will grind on you. I mean, they work. And, you know, it's who we are. We like to establish a run. And I think, you know, as much as we can keep those offensive line guys on the offensive side and not having to rotate on defense, the better it'll be for us down the road to you know, just kind of, you know, grind on those guys. And we want to establish a run. We want people to creep down in the box so we can throw the ball a little bit, stretch the field. And, yeah, really proud of the effort. The offensive line grades continue to get better, and there's some guys that are stepping into some roles there that even a Corbin Young. I mean, Corbin Young got in late in the game last week and grade went up from the week, you know, previous, and has continued to work. And we're developing guys, and I'm excited about the direction of that line.
Jason Sport with us on his weekly radio program here on K1. Bartlesville traveling to Sepulpa on Friday night. We'll talk with Bruin, a fullback, linebacker, Max Munoz as our player profile here in just a bit. And third quarter, kind of where the ball game got away. We hadn't talked a whole lot about the defense. You had mentioned that opening drive to begin the third quarter really did feel like a big one because of where the score was. You knew when you guys had stopped them right at the end of the second quarter on kind of a weird drive, you knew that they were going to get the ball back. So you were kind of in a spot where you really needed to stop them two times in a row to try to get within one score once again. What did you see defensively on Friday?
You know, defensively, I think our kids played hard. At times, they were slower getting to the ball because they were overanalyzing what was going on, and then maybe that was part of the game plan. I think I could have done a better job of, you know, getting our kids focused on the smallest things to make sure that they can put themselves in the best possible position out there defensively. And we just didn't look like we were as fast. Paralysis by analysis. We knew the situation we were in, and I think it came to a point where you know, we began to blitz a little bit to get guys moving, and sometimes that's feast or famine. And we were on the wrong end of that. And then at times when it would work, we would get in a situation where, you know, we'd make a mistake, some detailed lack of focus mistake, jump offside, something like that. And at the end of the day, again, I've got to do a better job during the week to make sure that our guys are locked in and we're covering all our bases and make sure that the game plan is great, which the game plan I thought defensively was great. Just got to make sure that everybody's on the same page and going.
Jason Sport with us, weekly radio show here on K1 and K1TV.com. Mentioned practice this week. How's everything gone through 3 days?
You know, I'll tell you, I thought the kids flew around. I think yesterday was our very best practice of the entire season. Tuesdays are a heavy workload day, and we go a little longer, and man, it just felt like everybody was locked in. I love our game plan offensively and defensively. Those things have been really good this week, and the fact that Collinsville does what they do allows you to simplify some of the things you do, and it's been a let's get better week, and so proud of the way our kids have responded. I think it's been a great week. Today is a there's more team activity today, and we'll review the film and some of those things from practice today. But it's a deal where we're putting guys in position, and I want to make sure that the game plan looks right and polish it up. And it's been good. It really has. It's been a good week.
Talking with Jason Sport on his weekly radio program here on K1 AM 1400. FM 93.3, K1TV.com. We'll speak with Max Munoz as our player profile and preview the Bruins and the Collinsville Cardinals coming up for you on Friday night as well. One guy who we didn't get a chance to talk about earlier is Paxton Bradford. Had his first couple mistakes as far as turnovers go, and I noticed the same thing about him on Friday as I did in the preseason, the scrimmages as well, and he and I got a chance to talk about that last week when he was the player profile guy, but always seems to come back out onto the field with chest held high, head held high. Same thing after he threw an interception. He talked about that with us a week ago about how he really tries to monitor his emotions and how he's showing them because he's the quarterback and he feels like he's the leader of that offense. And I've noticed that he had a tough night against Coweta that one time when you guys scrimmaged them right before the season started. And he did similar type of stuff that night too. It really doesn't ever seem to faze him, which I think is a good quality to have at that spot.
No doubt. You know, I think as the year continues to go on, you'll see both those quarterbacks, their personalities will begin to adapt and will be a lot like Jason Munoz's personality, which he's very to the point. He's a gunslinger, not afraid of anything, and doesn't get rattled. And I think that's the direction Paxton's heading. He understands that it's a great deal because we've been here for a few years and the system we've been running, we've been saying the same things. And Moon has been with those guys. Paxton comes off the field and immediately knows the smallest things that he's, you know, made a mistake on. And I think about early in that first quarter, maybe we didn't send an X fly motion deal, and then we came back to it a couple plays later and sent it. The safety went. We threw a pass to Caden Brown on that. And that was a play that we had called earlier in that drive. Paxton knew where he had busted. We went back to it. He made the adjustments and then hit a great pass right in the hole to Caden Brown. And again, I think those quarterbacks play pretty relaxed because Jason does such a good job of giving them confidence back there. They know what's going on. So,
and obviously he's a senior, but he's still only going into his third game as a starter this weekend on Friday. So I would assume you'll probably see a little bit of growing up from him, just as you would anyone else that starts their first few games at that spot. He's no stranger to the quarterback position, but it's a little bit different of a deal when it's Friday Night Lights and the games are on the radio or whatever. And I would assume that he'll become more comfortable with that and look even more the part 2-3 weeks from now as he did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Jason does a good job of coaching those guys regardless if they're the first string, second string, third string. It's all the same, but getting game experience and game speed stuff is something that can be a great thing for those guys. I think about, you know, Ben a year ago really settling in, and he started throwing the ball really well around the Booker T game, you know, and I feel like Paxton's already settled in a little quicker than that. So I'm expecting great things from Bradford this year.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport, weekly radio show here on K1 and K1TV.com. Thanks to OK Federal Credit Union. We'll take a break. We'll talk with our player profile, senior Max Munoz, one of those coaches' sons we just mentioned going to be our player profile tonight. And then we'll preview Bartlesville and Collinsville. The Bruins travel just about 25 minutes down to the south to take on the 5A Cardinals this weekend, Friday night here on K1 as well. We'll take our first break and come back. You're listening to the Jason Sport Show on K1.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
It's been a great day across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. We're looking for a fine night tonight with fair to partly cloudy skies. We'll be dropping down around 60. For tomorrow, look for mostly sunny skies, more of a northeast wind picking up in the afternoon, a high around 81, 82 degrees. area, and then turning cooler as we go on into Thursday night and Friday. Look for temperatures by Friday morning down to 54 and Friday afternoon around 77. That's pretty good, and it is going to stay cool over the weekend with lows in the 50s and highs in the mid to upper 70s. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Oklahoma State football in Bartlesville airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
20, 15, 10, 5, and he takes it into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. 71 yards for Tylan Wallace.
The folks play on K1 thanks to Wheezy's Cafe, Totel CSI, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg and Barclay, Roman Chevrolet Buick, Bartnett IP, The Comforting Hands Hospice, Lucas Metalworks, The Recognition Place, First Investment Corporation, Phillips 66, Limestone Pharmacy, and ConocoPhillips. Oklahoma State finally kicks off its 2020 season on Saturday morning at home against Tulsa, an 11 in the morning kickoff here on K1.
I'm Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The Pokes play right here on the voice of Bartlesville, K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Bartlesville High Football airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3, and you can watch the Bruins on K1TV.com. Bruin football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, Phillips 66, United Linen and Uniform, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and ASAP General Stores.
Davis into the secondary, he might be gone. Cuts it to the outside, there he goes. 20, 15, 10, 5, Caden Davis, for the first time this fall, finds the end zone.
Bruin football on K1 is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, your local Edward Jones agent Randy Bloom, St. John Ascension, Bartlesville, Sutterfield Financial Group, Bank First, Musselman Abstract Company, and the Dunges family of autos. The Bruins will try to bounce back on Friday night as Bartlesville travels just down Highway 75 to take on Collinsville. A 7 o'clock kick.
The quarterback keeper, Paxton Bradford, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Bartlesville. Bradford gets his second rushing touchdown of his career. That was a nice option read.
Welcome back to the Head Coach Jason Sports Show. Talk Bartlesville High Bruin football every Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock here on K1 and K1TV.com. Tonight, our player profile is Bartlesville senior Max Munoz. Max, good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Now, Coach Sport was mentioning to me before the show began that obviously you guys have had a relationship for a long time. Coach, go ahead and kind of run me down your background with Max Munoz.
Well, I got to coach Max when he was a seventh grader at Lincoln Christian School. So we've known each other for quite some time, and he's near and dear to my heart. We live just down the street from each other, and I've watched him grow up, and so excited to get to coach him these 3 years here at Bartlesville, and not just that, but just to watch him develop. I mean, he's been kind of a utility guy for us, and we can put Max wherever we need to, and he's going to get the job done, and kind of surprising some folks on defense this year and having some fun, man, kind of getting after it. And he's probably one of the prettiest kids on our team. I mean, he's got a beautiful smile, and anyway, he's one of my faves.
He's got that kind of Patrick Mahomes hair.
He does.
Right? Is that on purpose or what?
Yes.
It is. Yes. So it was modeled off. Are you a Chiefs fan?
Yes.
Okay.
People say I'm a bandwagon, but I'm not.
Hey, yeah, how long have you been a Chiefs fan?
Probably like 5 years.
So who was the quarterback before Mahomes?
Mm.
Oh no. I wasn't trying
He's
to stump him.
He's been a Chiefs fan for like 8 months now.
It was Alex Smith. I wasn't trying to stump you. I'm sorry. Talking with Max Munoz here, our player profile ahead of Bartlesville and Collinsville. Max, two games, senior years, obviously been weird and a ton of aspects, football included. How do you feel like everything's gone so far, just taking a step back?
I feel like the season's going good. I feel like we just need more room to get better, and I feel like we can do that. We're a really good team. We're all bonded together closely, and I feel like we can just execute it throughout the whole other games.
Talking with Max Munoz, our senior player profile, coach's son. We talked about that before the season when I got a chance to interview. What's that like? What's it like having your dad out there every day?
It's crazy. He's always on me, but it's also fun. He's been with me coaching football all my life. And I feel like I can go up to him and talk to him through stuff. And it's just awesome to have him on the field with me.
Max Buñuel, our senior player profile this evening. Let's talk a little bit about the ball game at Sepulpa. How do you feel coming out of that one? What is your mindset and kind of everyone else's mindset in the locker room like?
During the first half, we kind of let things go a little bit, but we all talked through it at halftime. But we just feel like we just, like he said, we beat ourselves throughout the whole thing. And, yeah, that's about it.
Let's talk some Max Buñuel off the football field. What's your favorite meal?
Favorite meal is probably, I'd say the patty melt at Whataburger.
Okay, that's an interesting one. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Patty melt at Whataburger. What about the homemade meal? What about the one your mom cooks? What's your favorite one?
Probably her Alfredo that she makes, her chicken Alfredo.
Okay. Max Buñuel, her player profile. What's his favorite TV show?
TV show is probably The Flash. I like that one.
Is that a comic book thing?
Well, yeah. It's just really interesting.
Where can we find The Flash?
Netflix,
okay. We've had The Office and SpongeBob a lot the last couple of years.
SpongeBob is pretty good.
Yeah, that's the first one. I've never heard The Flash. Favorite movie?
My favorite movie is probably, let's see, so many to choose from.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Well, don't think too hard.
I can't really choose.
All right, that's fine. You said you're a Chiefs fan. What about college sports?
Oklahoma State.
Okay, your dad's an Oklahoma State guy. I should have been able to pick that out. Max Buñuel, for player profile with us. What would you like to do when you're done here in May?
I'm trying to go to OSU to be an engineer, trying to go in that kind of way.
It's a good school to do that in. What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Okay, there we go. Goodness, yeah.
That is not his dad's favorite.
It's not my favorite either. Max
Buñuel's neither.
You've got Collinsville coming up next ball game. They got you a year ago. Mm-hmm. How has practice been this week? Thoughts going into that one?
I feel like we're all locked in, really. I feel like we can lock them down offense and defensively. And, yeah, that's about it.
You play both sides of the ball. Coach Sport had mentioned kind of a utility guy. You play at fullback, linebacker. Walk me through what it's like to be you on a game day.
It's really tiring, but whatever job needs to be done, I feel like I can go there and fill it. Defense is, I think it's like more fun because you can just hit people and hit stick everyone. But offense, you got to take it seriously, really. Be back, even though it's just blocking, but you just got to do it every single step.
You think now your dad's the offensive coordinator, so he's dialing up the plays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you going to get to touch the ball?
We have this one play, it's called Bomber, and I go out for a little pass.
Uh-huh. Well, don't give away too much.
Scratch that.
Yeah, anyway. Max, I appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Max Buñuel, our player profile this evening. Good interview there as Bartlesville gets set to take on Sepulpa on Friday night. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll chat about the Bruins and the Cardinals with head coach Jason Sport here on the Bartlesville Head Football Coaches Show on K1 and K1TV.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
It's been a great day across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. We're looking for a fine night tonight with fair to partly cloudy skies. We'll be dropping down around 60. For tomorrow, look for mostly sunny skies, more of a northeast wind picking up in the afternoon, a high around 81, 82 degree area, and then turning cooler as we go on into Thursday night and Friday. Look for temperatures by Friday morning down to 54. And Friday afternoon around 77. That's pretty good. And it is going to stay cool over the weekend with lows in the 50s and highs in the mid to upper 70s. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
Bartlesville High Football airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And you can watch the Bruins on K1TV.com. Bruin football is brought to you by Dr. Heath Potter, the dentist, American Heritage Bank, Paul Hood and Associates, Moxie on 2nd Street, Truity Credit Union, and Patriot Chevrolet. Davis into the secondary. He might be gone. Cuts into the outside. There he goes. 20, 15, 10, 5. Caden Davis, for the first time this fall, finds the end zone. Bruin football airs on K1 thanks to Patriot GMC Hyundai, Senior Salsa, Wass Miller Insurance, Bartlesville Chrysler, Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Regent Bank, and Dink's Real Pit Barbecue. The Bruins will try to bounce back on Friday night as Bartlesville travels just down Highway 75 to take on Collinsville. A 7 o'clock game. Right side, Caden Davis into the secondary. He might be gone. Cuts into the outside. There he goes. 20, 15, 10, 5. Caden Davis, for the first time this fall, finds the end zone. 42 yards on the ground. Bruins strike right back.
84 degrees at 6:36 downtown Bartlesville. Talking Bartlesville High football with head coach of the Bruins, Jason Sport, here on K1 and K1TV.com. Bartlesville at Collinsville on Friday night. If you missed it earlier, they're not pre-selling tickets to that one. That is going to be just walk up, get your tickets at the door. 5:30, those ticket offices will open, or box office, ticket office, whatever, will open. And then Bartlesville had a good crowd down there a couple of years ago. And in Collinsville, I think I've looked this up now 3 years in a row, and each year it surprises me. I don't know why, I can't remember, but the only two times Bartlesville and Collinsville has ever played the last 2 years, which is a little bit interesting. And Cardinals, obviously a really good program. We're going to talk some Collinsville Cardinals now with head coach Jason Sport. It's been a top 5-6 program in Class 5A pretty much the better part of the last decade. Kevin Jones is in his 11th year there. A really good guy. Got a chance to interview him several times. Knows his stuff, and they've built a really good program down there.
They really have. Coach Jones is not only an incredible coach, but great person off the field, and they do a great job of pouring into those kids there. And they do what they do. You know, they're going to run the ball. They're going to play tough defense, and their offensive line is always going to be hard-nosed, tough kids, and. And they're going to get after you. So, looking forward to going down there. It is a top program. I mean, I think they were ranked third or fourth in Class 5A. And even last year, they it was considered, I think, a down year for them. But they finished
8-3.
Yeah, 8-3, and one loss in district. And, you know, the year before, I think they were semifinalists, maybe finalists the year before. So, it's a quality program.
Yeah, no doubt, and they've put some big guys into the college ranks. Of course, Seth Boomer was kind of the last main one who's been in at the quarterback battle for Tulsa the past couple of years. Lost this ball game 20-17 at home a year ago. I was a little bit surprised. I guess, again, my memory is bad. They were supposed to be down a little bit, and I felt like that showed a little going into the game against Bartlesville. They had really struggled for the most part to move the ball. You guys cinched them down defensively pretty much the entire contest. They scored a defensive touchdown, which is what ended up kind of putting them over the top, tying the ball game at the tail end against you guys. But when I looked and saw that they had gone 8-3, I was a little bit surprised when I was doing my game work this week. And they've got a lot of those guys back. A tailback, Braden Gilkey, is back again. They had played three quarterbacks against you all a year ago, and one of the main guys was Andrew Carney, who again is back this year. And they like to run the ball. Collinsville does that. They appear to me to be a little bit more passing than usual because they've got a new offensive coordinator. His name's Tyler Chronister, who I couldn't really find a whole lot on, but they've changed things a little on offense. But as you mentioned, Collinsville is still Collinsville, and they've still got a big neck roll in that number 42. Looks more like a fullback than a running back to me, and he'll pound you a little bit.
He's tough. They're tough. Yeah, their offensive coordinator from a year ago is the new head coach at Keys High School, and Coach Chronister very, very good coach. Lives two houses away from me, and so know him really well. And they've done a good job. I'll tell you, the run game is there. But don't count out the fact that that kid can throw the ball. He throws a great ball, and they've got several good receivers. That number 11 kid, about 6'3". I don't recall him dropping a pass. I mean, he's got great hands, and some of those deep balls have been just spot on. And they're gonna put some stress on you because they can run the ball, and the offensive line there is as tough as they come. So, gonna be a great week. Here's the thing: it's a close community. Should be a great gate, a great crowd, a great atmosphere. It's been a tough fought nail biter of a game the last 2 years, and you know, iron sharpens iron. We want to go play teams that are competitive, like Coach Jones and the Collinsville Cardinals, and here we are again with them this week, and we're excited. We're excited to go down there and play a little ball.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us. Bruins' third game of the year, final non-district contest going to be at Collinsville on Friday night. I do want to circle back around to the Cardinals, but looking at their schedule reminded me one of their two wins, and the Cardinals are 2-0. They beat Ooligah 34-23, and then they pounded a pretty good Skiatook team 49-7 a week ago. Ooligah had their game canceled on Friday night. You and I were speaking a little bit before the show began. Bixby, and this is a little interesting, and we'll talk about it more next week, but Bixby was supposed to play Stillwater on Friday night. Stillwater, even though they all appear to be healthy at the team level because of some stuff that's going on in Payne County because of Oklahoma State, they're electing not to play that game on Friday, which takes away that blockbuster 6A2 last 2 years state championship matchup between the Spartans and the Pioneers right before they play you. So Bixby is playing Stigler on Friday, and I would assume that they'll probably have some JV guys in there. But it's interesting to kind of watch. It's nice, knock on wood. Bartlesville hasn't had to mess with that just yet. Obviously, non-district play is when you can kind of mix and match, and Bixby can just go off and play Stigler for fun. That probably won't be the case in a couple of weeks, but certainly you've had some weird situations like that, even in our neck of the woods, although not as much as other places.
It's the mess is all around, and I know there were a lot of people disappointed that they're not going to watch Stillwater Bixby week three instead of you know, the state championship game last couple of years. I will tell you that, you know, Stigler is a great program too. Coach Reisenhuber does a good job. They're one of the top programs in that deal down there. I could see a situation where Bixby plays some of their guys and then tapers off into some JV guys. They've got great JV guys, and we've tried to social distance and then set things up for meetings inside and do everything we possibly could to give us the best chance to have football games. And I know there are things that are out of your control sometimes. I mean, you wake up and allergies are flaring up, and your allergies cause you not to be able to pass screening, so you don't get to come to school or practice that day or something. And it's a new world, you know, and it'll be interesting. Once we get into, you know, district play, things change just a little bit. You know, the OSSA put out some rules about what that's going to look like, and if both teams can't play, and can't reschedule, then it won't hurt either. But if one team can't because of the mess and the other team can and there's not a way to reschedule it, the team that has the mess is going to lose, you know, 15 district points and get the forfeit. And that could impact some really good football teams if they're not careful with the way they go about things. So,
talking with Jason Sport, yeah, I had noticed that, and it appeared to me, and maybe it was just non-district play, I had kind of thought the OSSAA was not going to do it that way, that if you had the virus or whatever you just mentioned, that it would just be a no contest. And that's, you know, the Big 12 conference is doing that, and there's lots of, I'm not criticizing, but it is interesting that they are doing it that way, because that could very certainly affect not only, you know, you guys or someone else, but the standings at the end of the whole deal could be thrown off completely by, you know, someone coming down with
no doubt. Cold. I mean, it could be any of those teams. And like I said before on the show and to our kids and our fans, our parents, the team that handles this mess the best, especially into the district play. The team that handles the mess the best will put themselves in a great position. You never know what week is going to happen in district play. And, you know, if something was to happen, we, you know, the team couldn't do it, we would try our best to reschedule it. Some of it's going to be tough, though. I mean, if it's a deal where you can't reschedule, you know, by Monday or so, then it could get really sticky.
Yeah,
you know?
And that kind of led me into the thing I was just thinking. There's not really any extra weeks in there. I can't imagine where you're playing a district game on like a Tuesday and then another one Friday night. That doesn't seem quite fair to many people. So I think the options are going to be somewhat limited.
I think so. And, you know, looking through the way they've written all these rules and some of the stuff, I know a few years back we pushed a Friday night playoff game to a Monday and then played our next playoff game on a Saturday. And that's something that is written in there if they can do it. And I think that would be more of a situation where, you know, you run into a situation where you maybe your kids aren't sick. Maybe they were quarantined for a certain amount of time and you don't get them back for a certain amount of time or something. And you work it out where you can get a game on a Monday. But, you know, there were several states that, like Iowa, that said, hey, if you can't play, you can't play, and we're just going to let everybody make the playoffs, and then we'll work it out once we get in the playoffs. And it's a different way of doing things. You know, the Big Ten, I think, just announced that they're all of a sudden they're going to play football. I guess they took some really good notes watching the Big 12, SEC, and thought, hey, I think we might be able to do this. And so they jumped in the boat with us. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, certainly. There's a thousand different ways to handle it, like you said, and then we were discussing, you know, college football playoff implications. You got four teams, and obviously I was seeing today that they said, well, what about a 6-0 Ohio State team versus 9-1 OU, you know, because obviously the Big Ten's got some weird really stringent qualifications you have to hurdle over in order to play, and I find it difficult to believe they're going to play their 8-game conference schedule. So yeah, you might see a situation where a 9-1 OU team is trying to get in versus a 6-0 Ohio State team.
I didn't see the final vote. I know they said that the presidents of the colleges had to be 9 out of the 14 had to vote yes. Mm-hmm. Was the vote today?
Yeah, it was. I don't know when the vote was, but the Big Ten's big thing that they do, and if you recall, they did this back in August, is every vote is unanimous. So this vote was also unanimous, that they all voted unanimously to play. I know I saw Rutgers came out with a less than enthused statement, I will say. I would just assume from reading their statement that Rutgers didn't seem like they were they didn't seem to have their heart in it. Let's put it that way. They basically said, oh, we'll try, but if we can't do it, then such is life.
I wonder what Scott Frost's statement would say. Like, hey, I told you guys from the beginning this is what we should do or something. Or,
oh, man.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry, we're getting off on tangent. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, Collinsville this week.
That's right. Collinsville Friday night. We'll get back to the Cardinals. You had mentioned the number 11 wide receiver for them, Oscar Hammond. He's a junior. Those two guys are juniors. Andrew Carney, the quarterback. He was mostly a running quarterback from what we saw a year ago, but he'll pass it some. He's got 14 of 20 completions, nearly 300 yards, 7 touchdowns. Out of those 286 yards, 219 of them and 5 of his 7 touchdowns have been to their outside guy, Oscar Hammond. And just watched a little bit on them earlier today and earlier this week, and he's someone that'll go up there and get it. And you mentioned his height. He can kind of catch it over the top if you're too.
Yeah, the quarterback throws a great ball. You know, the ones that impressed me were those deep balls that, you know, the receiver's running in stride and has a yard on a defender. And, I mean, he drops it right in a bread basket, and the receiver doesn't have to slow down one bit. And, you know, some of that is the fact that they run the ball so well, you know, they get you sucked into the box and lull you to sleep with some of that stuff. And all of a sudden he stands up and throws the ball. And Coach Cron's done a good job of, you know, mixing it up a little bit. And I've seen a tight end a few more times this year than in years past. But they use the personnel that's on the field to move those guys around and put them in good position. And offensive line is always really, really physical and impressive. And just the way they come off the ball. And we will have to be focused from the get-go. And ready to, you know, play ball up front in the trenches, because it's going to be a fist fight from the very beginning, I'm sure.
When you mentioned tight end for Collinsville, it reminded me a little bit of that ball game there which I guess was 2 years ago, and you guys have had them on their back each of the last 2 years, really had them beat a year ago, and they kind of came to life with a defensive score, forced overtime and scored, and then I think it was 21-0, if I remember correctly, on the road at Collinsville, 14-0. It was a multi-touchdown lead in 2018, mm-hmm. which was Lee's second year, and I remember in that game, Grayson Boomer, who of course was a Division I guy and ended up signing with Oklahoma State and transferring, on a fourth down and one play, Collinsville had a little out route, kind of a misdirection play, and Boomer was wide open, Division I, Oklahoma State, Power 5 guy, and he couldn't have had anyone within 4 or 5 yards of him, and he just dropped that fourth down and one pass, and that's something that really stuck out to me from that ball game. I remember it very well, and then you had mentioned their run game. It was the Collinsville just kind of started slowly but surely creeping back into it, knocking off 5-6 yards a clip on the run game, and ended up winning by a touchdown in the end.
Yeah, physical game. That was the team. I think they go 14-1 that year, yeah. I think, or something like that. The Boomer kid was excellent, and he's a Division I tight end, but they didn't line him up at tight end. They kept him at that hybrid position, that fullback, where they'd get him outside the box just a little bit there and keep him off the line and move him around, and they do a good job with their offensive line. Their pullers are always really well coached, and they get that fullback into the mix where he can be one of those guys and kind of give you some misdirection stuff there. And yeah, that was a great game 2 years ago, and they started running the ball, and just, man, I tell you what, they were very physical, and our kids wore down there at the end, and they beat us. And I think if I'm not mistaken, we had the ball driving with a chance to tie it up or something, and then couldn't get it down at the end. Yep.
Yeah, had a fourth down play from inside their territory, mm-hmm. if I recall correctly, down by 7. Final score of that one was 34-27, and then last year was 20-17 Cardinals in overtime. So hopefully Bruins can reverse that trend Friday night. 7 o'clock kickoff, Bartlesville at Collinsville. As we mentioned earlier, just show up to the ball game, can buy tickets at the door. And, Coach, before we get out of here, just kind of what would you like to see from your team? What would be a successful night for you guys on Friday?
I want to see us compete. I want to see every single play that we are out there on the field. I want us to see. I want to see our guys compete. The game plan is in, and it's not difficult, and our kids understand it. I want to see them play hard, and I want to see them compete from the beginning to the very end, regardless of the situation. I want to see us compete, and here's the thing. The last 2 years we played this Collinsville team, the Cardinals make us better. We get better through this non-district game. They're a great opponent to play and help us launch into the district play, and we need to be focused and ready to go, and I want to see our kids compete, man. I'm excited about that.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport. Bruins Cardinals, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame. A contest we'll have for you right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. And you can watch the Bruins on Friday night as well on K1TV.com. Coach Sport, appreciate it. Best of luck on Friday.
Thanks, Evan. I'll see you down there, man. I appreciate it.